They hung people then.
They hung them, you know, back them days. Now that's what they think. But it's there. Everybody can look at it.
That's not far from the road, is it, Carrollton? That's just, but.
Not far from Tuscaloosa, is it?
Not too far. Pretty good piece too, I think. 30 some odd mile, I guess. Maybe a little close.
But your dad raised cotton and corn and, did he raise soybeans and buns?
No, I don't think he did them back then.
You tell me about he used watermelons for candy.
Yeah, watermelons and sweet potatoes. Now I know everybody raised sweet potatoes.
Sure did.
Nice potatoes.
What kinds of?
Cane and maple syrup.
Different kinds of watermelons?
And cantaloupes.
I forgot the name of them though.
Oh, there's a lot of them. Rattlesnakes and.
Yeah.
And, there's just so many.
Yeah, they're just named.
What's that white one? Goodness
I
me.
Think of
and cantaloupes, you know, raise a lot of cantaloupes.
I haven't eaten a watermelon in 35 years. I'm allergic to it. It just makes me sick. And I love them better than anything.
Stone Mountain, that's what that was.
Stone Mountain, yep.
Well, that's odd. I never met anyone allergic to watermelon, but I
eat watermelon and cantaloupe. I'm crazy about them.
Were you allergic to cantaloupe, too?
Yeah. Sure am. My wife eats them regularly, but I don't know about the store, but I can't eat them.
Well, I just love them. I can eat it. I hate one.
I'm going to tell you a funny thing about the watermelon. It ain't no joke. It happened. Back them days, it was them hills and things, you know, you couldn't. Now, we lived up on a high hill, and just across a deep holler, there was a fat family lived over there, and there's good spring water down. The spring was on my daddy's land, but the got water out of that spring. They owned a lot of land too, but they had a well, but the spring was much better than that well, boy. They used out of that. There was five of them girls, and I had four sisters. And they all washed down there. I can just see them washing down there now in my imagination. Have big wash pots, you know, and boil their clothes. And
used to have
more
baby clothes.
Wooden tubs back them days. Well, my sister, there was five of them girls, and my sister and them would get down there and wash. But most times they all washed together, had a wash bank. And the other half along with that spigot down there.
You always boiled your clothes in the wash pot. You ever seen anybody do that?
It's been a lot. Only once or twice. It's been a long time since I've
been. But anyway, you had to go down a steep bluff to get over there, and they wasn't no further. We didn't live no much further from here right around the curve, you know. Them on one hill and up on the next hill, you got water out of that spring, I mean. But you had to go around with a wagon or a buggy, it was a mile around that. And it wasn't just over a quarter, right through the spring, you know. Well, there was a barrack boy. He was working for the same Hamlin Kirk. He was driving a pair of mules and a tape boy. Bad boy wasn't driving, he was working doing something else around scaling logs, I believe, or doing something around the mill. But anyway, this Barrett boy was going with one of them Howard girls, and this Pate boy was going with my oldest sister. And they had, this Pate boy, daddy had, I know you ain't never seen a two-seated Surrey, but they worked two mules, two seats, you know, the bull could ride in there. But this boy, daddy had one of them, he had six mules, he hauled lumber down in the church. And they went to Liberty Church one Sunday night.
They have two hits to the Surrey, don't they?
They had this boy's daddy owned the mules and the Surrey. But Wood Barrett was going with the girl, and